You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
Welcome back to The Wire. Despite the sting, this week we'll be catching up instead with the National Party's Katie Nyman. In our first interview, we talked about last week's education announcement and the newly proposed structured literacy policy. Structured literacy focuses on a skill-building process particularly effective for those who struggle with reading or have dyslexia. We speak about the national government's broader education focus, the structured literacy policy, and the recently implemented school cell phone ban. In the campaign last year, and continuing this year, the National Party has pushed for improvements in education, considering it as one of this government's top priorities. What are some of the main issues that this government is aiming to address in education at the moment?
Well, the overall issue that we're trying to address is achievement, and there's multiple ways that we're going about that. Look, I think ultimately we have done a huge amount already, and you know the announcements last week have gone a long way to add to that. But look, student achievement is our priority, and everything that we're doing is to address that. So when you're talking about structured literacy, we're talking about banning cell phones at school, when we're talking about an hour a day of reading, writing and maths, all of these things are for student achievement predominantly.
Elaborating a little bit on the structured literacy policy of last week, what is this policy and how will it be implemented? How will it work?
So look, what it is having structured literacy be available in every single school and taught in every single school. And I think that's what this comes down to. So at the moment, some schools do it, not every school does it. And that's because it has to come out of their operating budget. What we've done with our announcement last week is put funding in for every school to deliver structured literacy and for that to be the single approach for all schools. And feedback has been fantastic.
What are the issues with the old approach or other approaches that might have been used before this goes through?
Oh, look, I think the perfect example is that the schools that teach structured literacy by far and away get better learning outcomes for all students. It is certainly the better option for those with learning higher learning needs, like, say, for example, dyslexia. But ultimately, and a perfect example is, you know, my niece is 5 years old and she can read me a book. She can read me a book from cover to cover. When it comes to what's being done at the moment, that requires the students to have a knowledge of just about every single word in the dictionary to be able to say it. This, you know, the phonics, the phonetics, the way you can approach structured literacy is to be able to sound out the words. It's giving you tools in your toolbox that allow you to decipher, decode the words, and so it's empowering students for lifelong ability. Certainly helps them to be able to learn languages from other countries and other languages, you know, in later life. It is a far better tool for students in the long run.
There's been some worry that this new policy will enforce a blanket approach which will take away some of teachers' abilities to adjust for different students. Is this policy essentially telling teachers how to teach?
Yeah, well, look, it is, and I think you've got to consider where that worry is coming from. You know, we've heard an overwhelming, cry of support, but what's the better word for it, that this is the best way to teach students. And, you know, I think that's what this comes down to. You can have, you know, you can have a single approach when it is the right approach. And I think that's the feedback that we are getting. I mean, I'm getting feedback from teachers all throughout my electorate, including my sister-in-law, who is an absolute advocate for this way of teaching. And I think, look, when it comes to there being a best practice, then absolutely there is a best way of teaching. And, you know, of course, you know, always have to adjust to students with specific learning needs. And we all, you know, we will always have that. There is no way that you can say, oh, look, you know, you have specific learning needs and we're not going to look after you. Like that's something that is very special and important separately to this. But there has to be a pedagogy, a way of teaching that we know that works, that we need to fund and support in schools, and we are already getting fantastic feedback from schools that are delivering this as their single approach, that this is the best way of teaching kids how to read, and then for that matter, right from then on.
Moving on to the Away for the Day policy that the national government implemented earlier this year, how does banning cell phones in classrooms improve education outcomes for students?
Well, look, first and foremost, it's focus. I don't know about you, but I certainly know I grew up at a time where cell phones were just becoming a thing. I got my first cell phone at probably about 13, 14, one of those old bricks. And, of course, we were never allowed it in school. We were barely allowed it. So I was at, you know, in a boarding school, we were barely allowed it in the evenings. And as soon as it became, you know, this kind of device that was stuck to your hand, I can't do anything without it. You know, and it absolutely is a distraction. But, you know, we also got to acknowledge that it's a behavioural issue as well. And I'm getting amazing feedback, especially in my electorate. I'm the MP for Napier. And, you know, there are young students in high schools in Napier that have said to me that they are so relieved. It's now a level playing field for them in class and around school. And it's not just in class, it is around school. So it's a both behavioural and educational tool for having cell phones away for the day. The feedback's been fantastic. And, you know, we've just had updates on compliance, and it's doing really well around the country. Schools are having having no trouble endorsing or and ensuring that this is being delivered. And, you know, we talked to schools around the country even last year who said, look, please just make it a government directive, because we have a really hard time getting this across the line when it's not a rule from above. And so, look, we're happy to deliver that. And, you know, let's focus on the class rather than, you know, alerts coming in on our phones, Instagram, TikTok, you know, and look, let's not even beat around the bush. It's still people's want to Google the answer to something, or to find out quickly rather than go, oh, hey, I'll write that down and I'll find that out later, or maybe I'll look it up in a book, or maybe I'll ask the question. We've become so reliant on our phones for just about everything we do. It's an amazing learning advantage for young people to look at other means of knowledge source and talk to each other. So, look, I'm really excited to see how this one rolls out, and the development of our current students is a huge advantage for them, and I know that in the long term they'll be really grateful if they aren't already.
While mobile phone usage was critiqued by many as an issue in schools, one other issue that's been pointed out and has drawn a lot of media attention was the mass use of vapes by students, with an Action for Smoke-Free 2025 survey finding that 10% of Year 10 students vaped daily in 2022. Was the cell phone legislation more urgent than the ban on disposable vapes, which is due to come in later this year?
Well, look, it's a separate sector of government, you know, it's a separate portfolio. So, of course, the Minister of Education's got her own program and she's worked through that, and she's delivering, you know, really quick results, because we know how urgent this is. And, look, I can't comment on the vaping policy. I'm sure there's a lot involved in making that change. But, you know, the banning cell phones in schools was something that we could expedite quickly and make a real difference. And I'm sure, look, there's complications and reasons for why there's, you know, time that needs to be taken for the vaping changes. But look, that's absolutely necessary and something that I'm right behind. I mean, I used to run a bus company that did school bus transport, and, you know, I was seeing students and reports of students that would vape on their way to school and blow the smoke up their sleeve to hide it. I mean, they stopped at nothing to you know, be able to use these devices. And look, first and foremost, I mean, the reason that vapes were about was to replace the need for smoking and help people get off smoking, and it's become something else entirely, and so we absolutely need to address that. And I've seen children as young as 8 last year out in the street outside one of our arcades, and, you know, smoking a disposable vape, and, you know, you've got to do something about it, and that's absolutely what we're doing. But there are always complications and reasons why these things take time. So I wouldn't say it's anything about the urgency of one over the other. It's about the ability to deliver that in a time that is reflected by what we're seeing.
That was the National Party's Katie Nyman speaking to me about the government's structured literacy and cell phone ban policies.
That was our catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.